Speaking of shopping on Cyber Monday, Jacob Palmer joins us again on WGN Radio. He's been on my show before. He's the editorial manager for Best Reviews here on Cyber Monday. Hi, Jacob. It's John Williams. How are you?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on again.
At least that's my take on the Auschwitz ornament. Bad idea. Take it down. And I don't know that anybody, you know, going through the gift shop at some of these places would think, oh, good, let's put it on our tree or open beer bottles with it. That's just a bad idea. But then a lot of the other things they have are things that you would expect to have there. You know, a book about Anne Frank or her father or something like that. And if that, you know, clues you in or cues you in more to what happened there, that's okay, right? My thought.
Yeah, and you got to figure, I think you were right about, you know, how it ended up being in their store as well. You know, it was probably an oversight where they weren't really thinking and they just got, you know, a contract with somebody who was producing trinkets or whatever for them, and you know they didn't really look at what they were doing and think about, you know, what the subtext was behind it. And it was, you know, obviously a massive mistake, and I think Amazon did the right thing by pulling it down.
Yeah, everything else is up though. I'm looking at the Canon digital SLR camera kit. Was $749, now $399 at Amazon. In general, are these deals real? That is, you need to get them today or in this window around Cyber Monday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We track prices year-round, and basically it's today, Black Friday, and then Prime Day in July are the days where you're really going to find deals. Most other time of the year, companies will say that things are marked down, and they'll say, hey, look, this is 20% off, and it's true. But these are the times where the deals really stand out, because those 20% off deals will be coming and going constantly. These are the deals that are really just the one-time offer. And basically for all of our top products that we track all the time, it's across the board true that these are going to be the lowest prices you're going to see all year.
I thought I saw somewhere else, though. I noticed on your site you do have a TV. I think I saw a TV, right? But somebody else was saying, I think it was on Fox News, you really don't need to buy a TV on Cyber Monday. What are your thoughts about buying televisions today?
Televisions are a little bit different. You can look at it one of two ways. There is the fact that it will be very low priced today, but there is a market-wide reality with TVs right now where the technology has gotten so advanced and so across the board with all the different companies that they're really competing to get people to buy their stuff.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're not making that high of margins on them anymore because it's so competitive and the technology is so high-end and so just readily available that it's a little bit different where it really is a true buyer's market year-round on televisions. But with that said, I would still advise to buy today because while it's true that across the board it's going to be cheaper year-round, there are select models that are going to have markdowns that will allow you to get the top end of the market if that's what you're looking for.
I circled some of the ones on your site that I thought, oh, that's a good deal. Like the I'm not in the market for a digital camera. $749 to $399, though, for the Canon SLR. That sounds pretty good. You have the Skywalker rectangular trampoline with enclosed net. Boy, I would have loved to have one of those when I was a kid. Was $549, now $349. Of course, here in the Chicago area, I don't know how many people are getting trampolines for Christmas. You won't be able to use them for half a year, but maybe folks are buying those, huh? The Amazon Fire HD 8 Kids Edition tablet. So the Amazon Fire Kids tablet, $129, now $79.99. Oh, and just one other one. The True Miracle Diamond Stud Earrings were $1,500 at Macy's, now $675. So if I go to Macy's website, I can get those earrings for half price, right? A little less than half.
That's right. And we found other great deals at Macy's for jewelry right now. And I would highly recommend if you were looking to buy maybe earrings for someone or something smaller, like a necklace, to check it out. We found just now they just put up a deal that went live that was a pair of earrings that were a few hundred bucks, and they marked them down to $60. So if you're looking for something like that, I would definitely recommend Macy's. We've seen crazy deals on jewelry there.
Sperry Men's Avenue Duck Boots at Macy's. They were $110, now $79.99. What stands out to you? Is there a category or a product that you think is really pretty sensational today?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where your eye, it's kind of like a Rorschach test. Your eye is going to be drawn to what you're interested in. And so for me, I was just looking at a deal where it's an espresso coffee maker, and we tested all kinds of coffee makers in the office, and espressos really stood out. I personally think there's no better coffee maker in terms of making a delicious mug. And for me, ever since we tested it, I went home and bought one for myself, and I've been saving a ton of money by not buying coffee on the way to work. And they just marked that one down pretty significantly on Amazon as a bundle. And so that's the one that drew my eye. But, depending on what your interests are, if you're looking, you're going to find something that's within your range of interests and also the interests of the people that you're going to be buying for this holiday season.
What was the name of that? What was the name of that espresso maker?
It was the Nespresso bundle, and it's on Amazon.
Got it. I thought it was bundled with some other items in a gift pack. That's the name of it.
Oh, no,
bundle,
so it's a Nespresso machine, and then it comes with the capsules that you need to make the coffee as well as a milk frother.
Get back to me in a year and tell me if you've been using that milk frother. Are you a milk frother? Because I had one that frothed milk, and after a while I quit frothing the milk, I'll be honest with you.
I'm not, but my fiance absolutely loves to do it. She thinks with the oat milk, specifically, when you do the frothing, it tastes just like a classic latte or something like that you'd get from Starbucks.
A lot of audio stuff, speakers, headphones, Beats, things like that. Pretty good deals on those out there today, huh?
Definitely. One of the brands that I would highly recommend, and this is another one of those categories that draws my eye to it because I love speakers. The brand that I would recommend today is Sonos. They're doing $100 off across all of their products, and you can find them on Amazon or through their site. We have a few recommended on our site at bestreviews.com/gifts, and we highly recommend those. They're really cool because when you buy them, not only do they provide great sound if you add it into your TV or as a stereo for your music, but you can also keep adding speakers, and then it connects throughout your entire house,
right,
and then you can control them through your phone, and that's something that I think is awesome. And so if you can get $100 off on it, I very much recommend that.
I got to go. Give me your shortest answer to, should I go to Amazon? Is this, I mean, how? What's the best place to go to find all of these deals? You know what I mean?
Oh, the best place to go is bestreviews.com/gifts, John. You know, we curate them and we keep them going and we keep them as live and up to date as possible.
Actually, I didn't mean to put it that way, but now that I did, you're absolutely right. That's where I was finding all this stuff, and I thought it was very helpful. Bestreviews.com. All right, let's visit again soon. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, John. Anytime.